Lesson 35, Section 1, News in Brief.
The Senate is in the midst of its first impeachment trial in more than half a decade. Senators are hearing arguments in the case of Nevada Judge Harry Claiborne, a convicted tax evader who has refused to give up his seat on the federal bench. Linda Wertheimer has more.
The prosecutors are members of the House of Representatives presenting the case for impeachment to the Senate. The defense, Judge Claiborne and his attorneys. Judge Claiborne's attorney makes the argument that although Claiborne plainly did fail to pay the income tax he owed, he did not willfully evade taxes. He made a mistake. Further, that the federal prosecutors who brought the case against him were engaged in a vendetta to remove the judge from the bench. The prosecutors from the House argue in return that the government's conduct is not on trial, Judge Claiborne's is. That the evidence against him, which resulted in his conviction, is sufficient to convict him here as well. The Senate has set aside 2 days for this trial. I'm Linda Wertheimer at the Capitol.
A House committee issued a report on the Shuttle Challenger disaster today. In it, the panel blames pressure to fly the shuttles twice a month for the accident that killed 7 astronauts. And it says that pressure still exists within NASA, endangering future flights of the shuttle program. NASA today postponed the rollout of the space shuttle Atlantis onto the launch pad at Cape Canaveral, Florida. Rain and lightning storms were in the area, and the space agency decided not to take a chance moving the shuttle. It's scheduled for 7 weeks of tests, including some to check out an astronaut escape system. The rollout has been rescheduled for Thursday.
Section 2, News in Detail.
The first impeachment proceeding in the United States Senate in 50 years began today. The trial of federal judge Harry E. Claiborne of Nevada. Judge Claiborne is a convicted felon now serving a prison term for income tax evasion. He has refused to resign from the bench and has demanded a trial in the Senate, the only constitutional means of removing a federal judge from office. NPR's Linda Wertheimer is following that trial.
Early this morning, the presiding officer of the Senate, who was at that time Senator Charles Grassley, Republican of Iowa, summoned senators to an historic occasion, a trial in the Senate. The Senate will now proceed, he said, as a court of impeachment.
The Sergeant-at-Arms will make the proclamation. All persons are commanded to keep silence on pain of imprisonment while the House of Representatives is exhibiting to the Senate of the United States articles of impeachment against Judge Harry E. Claiborne.
That was the Sergeant-at-Arms, Ernest Garcia, who then rang the bells for the senators to appear for a live quorum. At least 51 members of the Senate must be present during this trial. As the senators filed in, they saw sitting at long tables in the well of the Senate the prosecution and the defense. The prosecutors are members of the House who exhibit in the constitutional term the articles of impeachment to the Senate. The defense, Judge Claiborne and his attorneys, including a former senator, Howard Cannon of Nevada. The two tables face the 100 desks of the senators who will serve as judge and jury in this trial. The attorney for the defense led off with some prefatory remarks. Oscar Goodman told the Senate that Judge Claiborne insisted on this trial because he believes that he is innocent. But the center of the argument made by Judge Claiborne's attorney is that the judge was railroaded into prison by overenthusiastic prosecution.
He has been caught in the vortex of a constitutional crisis, a situation that has to affect every member of this body, because, God forbid, it could happen to them, where Judge Claiborne became victimized as a result of a vendetta of the Justice Department and the Strike Force and a special agent in charge of the FBI who came to the Nevada desert to bury the American flag there.
Attorney Goodman's charge was answered in prefatory remarks again by Congressman Henry Hyde of Illinois, a member of the House, in effect acting for the prosecution.
Judge Claiborne isn't here because of any alleged misconduct by the government. He's here because he was tried and convicted beyond a reasonable doubt, given the presumption of innocence by a jury of 12 people. His motion for a new trial was denied. His appeal to the Ninth Circuit was denied. His motion for rehearing en banc was denied. And his writ of certiorari to the Supreme Court was denied. That's why he's here.
Judge Claiborne was convicted of income tax evasion, of willfully filing false returns which failed to report hundreds of thousands of dollars of income. Claiborne's defense is that he made a mistake but did not commit a crime, and further, that prosecutors pursued a vendetta against him. Members of the House argued that whatever the prosecutor's conduct, it is Claiborne who is on trial in the Senate. Congressman Peter Rodino, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, argued that Judge Claiborne's contention that he made a mistake is simply not credible.
According to Judge Claiborne, an individual can hire the most incompetent tax preparer, participate in the most irresponsible treatment of basic tax concepts, create sales of assets that do not exist, fail even to bother to read the return, enjoy a refund